Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
So this weekend is the government wedding, but last weekend...
Yeah, that's what we called it in the lead up to us.
On Sunday, me and my new family and my current family, we all went together, which was really special, to a Hindu temple. Because my partner is Hindu, and in the lead up to the wedding, his family wanted to take us both and get us all blessed. And it was a beautiful blessing ceremony with the god Shiva. And it was really just a special moment. I've never been to the Hindu temple before. So, you know, we got decked out, wore like incredible.
Yeah, it looked so cool.
Yeah, thank you. It was really, really special. It made me feel like really a part of their culture and part of their family. It felt very welcoming, which is, you know, not something I thought was going to happen for a very long time. So it was really nice to see it all kind of come together. And we arrived at the temple a little bit early, had a little walk around. I was, you know, familiarizing myself with the things that were happening.
Whether you're going for like what you were going to seek approval from the gods, or if you're going to experience a complete new religious culture, you just want to be on your best behavior, no matter who you are, no matter what you go. It's just like, all right, I don't understand, I don't know, so I will just be default version of me, right?
I was trying so hard to be so respectful, Tim, because you know what I'm like. I'm loud, I'm obnoxious. I was really trying to not be myself.
I've described you to many people as like a human boppet.
Yeah.
You just don't know what sound's going to happen next. Jimmy! You know?
So we arrived at the temple. I'm wearing like a traditional Indian wedding outfit. So essentially it was like a top, like a cropped top and a large skirt that had a lot of tulle in it. And like, you know,
what is tulle?
Oh, it's like a fabric.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's like netting.
Sorry, I've just never heard the word in my life. So right. I'm just trying to get a bit of context for people that might not have either.
Sure.
Right, so, fishnets. Okay,
so
good to know.
It was like, you know, so hot on Sunday and I'm like, I'm wrapped in all this traditional garb and so is Akshay. And we arrive into the temple and we're greeted by the priest and he says, you know, all right, we're going to do this. And they're kind of explaining the ceremony as it's happening because it's all happening in Hindi and I don't, my level of Hindi is not
yours
there
is,
yet.
Hello, my favorite number is 3. I have a cat.
I said, hello, how are you? And great. That's about as much as I got.
Yeah.
But they were explaining to me how things were going. And so, you know, it started off and they, you know, started this fire for us and, you know, we offered like a whole bunch of stuff to the Hindu god Shiva, who is our family's god, my new family's god. And so as the ceremony goes on, there's like so many elements to it, you know, that we have to like bless ourselves with the fire and we're throwing stuff into the fire and then they covered the statue in milk and then they covered the statue in water and they dressed the statue. It's like a whole thing.
Cool.
It went for like about 45 minutes. And so he's doing this prayer the whole time as it's happening and he brings over like this little thing of water. It's like, I guess it's like holy water. I didn't really understand what was happening. It was just take the water, put it in, he puts it in our hands, we take a little sip and then you're supposed to like pour it on you. And it's,
I mean, on a 38 degree as well.
I was happy.
38 degree
right?
day as well, yeah.
So as I take the water, it's in my hands and I go to like pull it over my head and my top comes up.
Ooh.
Because it's very short. Yeah. And I don't know if you know, they don't make a lot of plus size clothing for Indian women.
I am not across the supply v demand.
It was very difficult to find anything to cover these girls. And so the top's gone up, but I haven't noticed. So I've gone over my head.
Free Willy?
No.
Okay. Willie had a helmet on.
I was wearing a bright red lacy bra.
What? What are you doing?
Because I was like, I'm wearing a red outfit. I should wear a red bra. So I put my red bra on.
Was it one of those like sheer bras though?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See-through for those of you that don't know what the word sheer is.
So we're at the front of this statue and there are like probably about 40 or 50 attendees that are just at the temple because when you're at the temple and there's a blessing going on, you join in. So everyone's waiting to get a bit of water for themselves. And so I've gone up and I'm standing there talking to everyone. Yep. My top is sitting here and just out.
Yep.
And I'm looking around and Akshay looks at me. He doesn't notice because he's very tall, so he doesn't see anything. And I realize about probably 3 to 4 minutes later.
Oh, that's a long time.
That I am, and I start to feel this like gentle breeze.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hang on a second.
That is nice.
What is, oh, and I've pulled my top down and I looked at Akshay. I was like, why didn't you tell me? He's like, tell you what? Because we're whispering, because the guy's still praying and chanting and stuff.
I believe they just pronounce that as praying.
Yeah.
Praying shot. Again, I don't want to disrespect the
culture. I just flashed half the temple. Yeah. He was like, what'd you do that for? Like, I did it on purpose.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Shiva's like, you know what? Yeah, sure. Get married. Go for it. Really appreciate the tributes.
I see what you see in her, Akshay. Honestly, well done.
Well, we get pretty similar tributes most weeks. This is something different. I like this girl. Get married, you guys.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'll be allowed back at the Sri Shiva temple, but...
I think you'll be given a VIP ticket.
This is Tim and Jess.
And everyone's gearing up for a big Saturday night, Jess, at GMHBA Stadium. The Cats playing their first game of the year against the Saints.
The whole Joel Selwood stand is going to be open to the public. It's going to be massive.
Really excited to chat to the captain of the club, Paddy Dangerfield. While we've got some time, Paddy, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the show this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you.
Paddy, opening round last weekend, the Cats didn't play. Did you, you know, watch every game, size up the competition, ready for your week this week?
I watched a few games. I must say, it's quite strange given the fact by the time that we go through our captain's run, there'll be teams that'll have already played 2 games, which does seem a little odd. But I suppose it's just the way that the AFL's rolling out. I didn't actually think about, like, I like the idea of splitting the round, but I didn't think about what it meant. Sort of with fines and when that rolls out for teams. So, yeah, it's an interesting one.
Do you feel like next year, if opening round comes back, like as the captain of the club, you go, hey, look, we've all had a chat. We'd love to play opening round. Send us somewhere else, and like we'll go up to Queensland. We'll go up to Sydney. What are you thinking? Is it something the Cats could be involved with if it sticks around?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a unique round because you have 6 months to prepare for it. So. You know, if you execute it well, it means you get a little, you know, mini break by at round, I think it's round 5 or 6 for a few of the teams, which can be really quite beneficial. So the AFL schedule is always one that's, you know, hotly debated. Is it ever fully equitable? Well, you know, it's not. And that's okay because of for obvious reasons. The finances of the game are clearly part of it. But in terms of, would we want to be involved? I think absolutely.
With obviously not being involved in opening round, you're definitely involved in round one, and it's going to be Saturday night. Stadium's completely finished. Joel Selwood stands looking fantastic. You got a peek of what the crowd could look like against the Bombers for your community series game. How excited for you to see like a fully closed stadium with 40,000 Cat fans cheering you on this Saturday night?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game changer for the region, for footy at Cadinia Park. We had an open training session yesterday, and it was a bloody good effort for those that came out, to be honest, because we know it was a hot day, but because of the way that the where it is, it meant that everyone was in shade, so it gives the ground a fair bit of flexibility. And in terms of creating that sort of cauldron of fire and that really difficult place to come and play, this only adds to that. And there's a great atmosphere. I love the fact that there's a standing room area. So we're really excited from a playing perspective, but I think the, you know, the supporters and fans alike should be as equally as excited.
Paddy, I've never been a senior football player. I don't know if it shows, but I imagine, you know, being a senior player in the Cats, and you've been with the club for a while now, you're now captain of the team. You know, do you take on these younger players, these up and coming players? Do you pick one to mentor? Like, do you make them earn their mentorship throughout the year? Like, how does that work?
Oh, you definitely look for the right ones to bully. You've got to pick the right... and they pick themselves sometimes. Like, you've got to have the right personality. Not everyone, you know, reacts well to it. But our draft this year, it's such a great group of young players, young men, all have real leadership qualities, I think, which is important. So, yeah, I think what we try and do is have it organically grow out. So rather than prescribing a player that, you know, this is going to be your mentor, we want our younger players and senior players alike to have some choice in that. So you're not forcing a relationship. You can build something organically. And we've done that for a while. We feel like that's the best way to have buy-in from both younger player and older player alike. And as an older player, it keeps you on your feet. It keeps you interested, which can be a challenge at times because they're long pre-seasons and you want that stimulation. And the younger players certainly bring that. That's such enthusiasm for the game.
I imagine when you get drafted and you go to a club and there's players like yourself, Jeremy Cameron, Tom Hawkins, and these kids are coming in to players they've idolised, maybe like, hey, instead of you mentoring, like they go, well, I'm just going to annoy Tom Hawkins until he teaches me how to kick goals. Can you remember back when you got drafted to the Crows all those years ago? Was there a player that you were bugging in your first year when you first got to the club?
Who was your Paddy Dangerfield? Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I remember it like it was yesterday. And this was 2007, so the off-season in 2007, obviously. Simon Goodwin was captain, Andrew McLeod. Like, there's these players that are just totally revered within the competition. Goody's obviously coaching Melbourne now. And I think automatically as a player, you look for the best you can possibly find and what are the traits that they exhibit, you know, what's made them great. And then you try and emulate that, and you sort of build your own recipe for your own success. Not everyone does things the same way. I remember having two Red Bulls before a game because that's what Andrew McLeod did. I very quickly found out that is not the best way for me to prepare for a game. You know, forget the fact that it'll give you half a heart attack. I was just too wound up, you know. So you make mistakes early on in your career, and you learn from those, and you start to develop a bit of a pattern on, all right, what's my recipe for my best performance? And that takes a bit of time.
Now, Paddy, we hate to bring up the elephant in the room. It's great to finally get you on the show over the phone, but there was a period last year where, well, actually here in the studio now, we have a camping chair out with your name on it on a on a piece of duct tape. Because
very dusty, actually.
Last year, we did a bit of a road trip, and we every single day we said, Paddy, you know, we know you're in Moggs Creek. We got very close. We were in Aries. We were in Anglesey.
We had people telling us that you were out and about, yep, and they'd seen you around.
Yep. But you never managed to find your way down to come and have a chat with us. So I know you're ducking us again because you're not in the studio, but just know whenever you do want to come in, there will be a camping chair with your name on it.
Oh, I appreciate that. As long as you can accommodate my three kids, then, you know, we can make something work.
Okay, four camping chairs. We can make that happen.
We can find the budget to get that in. No, we completely understand. Paddy, we appreciate you coming on the show. Really looking forward to seeing that new Joel Selwood stand. And you're right, that standing room section, I think it's going to be fantastic. Jess and I were having
real
a peep
changer
last week. So we know you and your teammates are probably pumped up. Best of luck for Saturday night at GMHBA Stadium against the Saints. And we'll chat to you soon.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
The price of everything seems to be going up and up. We're seeing things that were used to be very, very cheap.
Inflation.
All of a sudden, very expensive.
Shrinkflation.
Cost of living. You know, it's hitting us all hard. Bunnings have confirmed that they're increasing the price of canned drinks, water bottles, and beloved sausage sizzles from $1.50 to $2. Now, the cost of a sausage and bread is going up to $3.50. Some Bunnings have already started rolling this out.
I can do $3.50.
You could do $3.50? This is the question I wanted to ask you. And you on 52232955. What's the most that you'd pay for a sausage? Like a sausage and bread, just a standard. I'm hanging out at Bunnings. Yep. I'm on my way there.
Because the sauce and onion's free, right?
Well, absolutely.
Their overheads on onions would be crazy. But obviously, they're buying these things,
no,
in bulk,
I'm glad you said that
costing
because
that in, right?
The price of a sausage and bread will remain at $3.50 with or without onions.
Okay.
So they really want to standardize it across all the Bunnings outlets. $3.50 is what the sausage and bread.
$3.50.
I remember it being $1.50.
I honestly couldn't tell you what it was because you said how much would you pay, and I said I don't know what it currently is.
$3.50.
What I can gauge for sausage and bread money is, do I probably have it in the center console of my car?
Yes.
If I do not, I will not. If
so
I do, I will.
Does it have to be sub $5 for you? Like less than a note?
Well, what I would like ideally is to be able to get a sausage and bread with sauce and onion and potentially a can of Kirk's creaming soda for under $5.
At the moment, you can't.
Is it $5.50 at the moment?
It's $5.50.
Well, you've lost my business.
Is there a ceiling for you? Like, if you walked past the sausage sizzle and they were like $4.50 for a sausage and bread.
No drink?
50 cents extra if you want onions.
All right. Well, now you're making your own silly prices. You sound like Coles and Woolies.
This is what I'm saying. This is where we might be heading. At what point do you stop buying the sausage and bread?
I don't
Or are you still buying it? Oh, it's $5. Okay, I'll take the sausage and bread.
I don't think the Australia we live in will ever see it go above $5. For just a sausage and bread. Whether that includes sauce, mustard, onion, I think that has to stay under $5. You've got to keep it as the low note.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the fact that it's getting out of coin territory, that's alarming.
It's alarming.
For me. That's scary.
It is.
That's price gouging. I don't like it.
You're essentially going to a local cafe at this point.
At this point, should I go to a butcher and just buy a tray?
Probably.
For probably the same price. And I understand that mostly it's for charity. But what about my charity, my tum? Mm. When's my tum going to get its
It's a big charity.
Yes. Yeah. So
I just made a deep well, Tim. I'm not making it worse.
You've got a pretty big charity too, Jess. If I've got a big charity.
5223-2955. What's the most you'd pay for a sausage and bread?
No, mine's a small non-for-profit.
Okay.
Quite humble, actually. Quite worked out. Dave from Leopold's given us a call. There's great Bunnings in Leopold. Mm-hmm. How much would you pay for a sausage in bread there, Dave?
I wouldn't even buy a sausage from Bunnings. Absolute rip-off.
All right. Now, Dave, Bunnings has just been awarded Australia's most trusted brand. But why haven't they earned yours?
Mate, it's like... What is it? Like $4 for a sausage there these days or something?
I think it's $3.50 for a sausage and bread with sauce and onion.
Absolutely not.
Dave.
$2 is me max.
So you walk past, you smell that delicious sausage cooking on the barbecue, and you go, not for me, thanks.
But I will tell you what, Jess, if it was a bloody cheese Kransky, I'd pay the $7.
You would, because a cheese Kransky is worth it, Dave. A little Aussie barbecue sausage from Coles, it's not worth my $3.50.
Dave's gone. We've lost Dave. He's so enraged.
He's started to get himself a cheese Kransky.
As soon as he said it, he threw the phone down.
Tell you what, I'd pay up to $10 for a cheese Kransky.
Okay.
Tell you that right now.
I don't know why you're
saying...
There's
something for free.
You're saying Kransky weird, and Dave did it too. And now...
What, Kransky?
No, you said Kransky. Not in the, you know, the
They're
Scandinavian.
German, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kranskys.
Now you're saying it differently again.
What do you mean?
All right. Hopefully you get your crunchy on your way home. This is Tim and Jess. Will from the newsroom has come on in here. Will, did you keep
Howdy.
Cool this long weekend?
No.
He's so disgruntled about it.
I know, he's upset. Cricket got called off,
Jess.
Oh, I was so upset about that. Yeah.
Someone who's averaging...
out in the field.
Yeah.
40-degree weather, please.
Very happy that I was called off.
For someone that's averaging in the mid-12s, I'm surprised you're not, you know, just sitting out there
at least
drooling
get
over getting a bat.
End the season on a high. And not. I can... No, my head will be big and my ego will be inflated all winter.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have to put up with, like, a golden duck.
Because was that meant
LBW,
to be...
LBW, am I right?
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to join in the cricket chat.
You did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You've ruined it. So you have joined in technically. Metricon gives you freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio. Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements.
Tim, you and I, we fill in the blanks.
Well, John Cena caused quite a stir at the Oscars. I personally didn't see him.
Nice.
Because you can't see me was his catchphrase. Yeah.
Well, we almost saw all of him.
Yep.
Just gave it away. But it was,
he presented best costume design pretty much in the nude.
Yes.
Well, because it showed how important the costume design was, didn't it?
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah. Bold move.
Would you guys be confident enough to stand on a stage in front of, like, all of the...
I'm not confident enough to do it in the mirror of my own home alone. So, no. I haven't had, like, 20 years as a professional bodybuilder and wrestler.
That's fair.
But his new... It's all for promotion of his new movie, Ricky Stenicki, where he kind of plays, like, the edgiest
character.
I've
seen it. Have you seen it?
I have.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's, well, the thing
it's
is,
like a return to those like real classic like comedy movies of like the early 2000s. I thought it was really great.
What is interesting, Will, if you haven't seen Ricky Stenicki,
no,
it
haven't.
Was filmed in Melbourne and throughout areas of regional Victoria.
Was it really?
Oh. Yeah, so it would the airport scene, that's at Avalon Airport. A lot of the houses they were filming in were in Brunswick and some other areas.
Oh my God, I didn't even realise.
Oh, you can tell. Do you know how I could tell? The bins. You know how we have those silver bins with the yellow and red lids?
Yeah.
I was like, yep, that's Australia, baby. There's Avalon Airport. Yes. There you go.
Do you know it was bin day today as well?
It was.
I almost forgot.
Public holiday can throw you off completely.
If you missed it, you missed it. Sorry. Beachgoers have captured a man taking his pet for a swim in the ocean in Melbourne. What sort of animal was it?
Oh, God. A goat? Was it a goat?
It was
sheep.
It was a wabbit.
It was a
rabbit. And actually, Jess, you should be excited about this because it's near your wedding on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
It was at the Sandringham Beach.
No way.
Yeah, he took his little wabbit for a swim.
Just some
Maybe
bloke.
We should reach out, see if he'll come to the wedding.
Well, it's meant to be pretty nice on Saturday, so.
Fingers crossed. Mm. Changing the forecast.
Those bastards at the bureau.
The damn bomb.
Yes.
No. Yeah, it was a rabbit.
Yeah.
Just to circle back, a bunny rabbit.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty fun. and Pies player Mason Cox was issued a please explain by the AFL after doing what on the weekend?
Did he moon someone on the game? I'd be saying please explain.
He No, he it was weird. It was the pre-game warm-up. There was like doing some ruck work to like they do practice before the game starts, and he kind of went through the middle of GWS's center stuff. And
what?
Shoved an assistant coach. Shane Mumford used to play for Geelong for a little bit.
So he got beef with him?
No, he was just trying to get the ball.
There was
like
definitely beef.
Like every 8-year-old that just sees ball, gets ball.
Yep.
And he's come out and said, sorry. Sorry,
yeah. I didn't. That's not your ball. Put it down.
He was claiming he was trying to get another sort of bit of practice in before the Giants could go in there, but it didn't really seem that way. It would have been a better story if
he had mooned them.
He definitely... That would be real beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two pieces of beef. Yeah. I know that I said this last week, but can we absolutely confirm that I'm killing Have You Been Paying Attention?
You are killing it.
I cannot remember
the
last time I didn't get attention.
I do.
I'm going to keep that in mind for tomorrow.
Well, yeah, Jess isn't here for the rest of the week.
True.
You really have to carry it.
Remember, when one of us isn't here, the other one seems to completely thrive.
Maybe it's going to go the opposite way then.
I'm going to really challenge you.
It'll be like... Over in Norway, the G20. real new stuff that I've got no idea about.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.